Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. We're broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational in the Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston, 15th year in a row, 16th tournament in a row, 15 years in a row of broadcasting from the Insperity Invitational. And even when it wasn't called the Insperity Invitational, it had another name, but it's always about golf and small business, and it's the Champions Tour, folks. And we love being here. We love the friendships we built. Speaking of friendships that we built, Joe Cleary is here, folks. I know, I'm excited too. He's back. Joe has been right here on the show almost every year since we started doing this at the tournament. And his story, the story of his company and a family-owned business, is one that I love having him tell us about. And I've asked him to join us today to give us an update on that and some other things. Joe Cleary, welcome back to the show.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me again, Jim. This is always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. So, Harvey Builders. It's not called Harvey Builders anymore. You got another name, don't you?
Well, we've been trading as Harvey Cleary for 30 years.
Harvey Cleary. Okay, I couldn't remember how long back that had been going. But now, so you remind the audience, you joined the company as an employee, right?
Yeah, in 1976, a guy named Charlie Brown, who was the president of the company, took a flyer on a young engineer from Philadelphia, and the rest is kind of history. 42 years ago.
Wow, I didn't realize you'd been with the company 42 years. I didn't realize that. So then the business evolved. The family, the two founders ran the company for a long time, and they were pretty impressive folks, weren't they?
Very impressive folks. One was Dave Harvey Sr., who started the construction side of the company. And the other was Gerald Hines, who is the largest international real estate developer in the world. So two very impressive people that were driven, and their ethics were impeccable. Excuse me. And they combined their intelligence and their ethics to put together a real estate construction company that has done some phenomenal things. And I was very fortunate to be able to hire on in 1976. And about 10 years later, Mr. Hines really wanted to focus strictly on real estate. Mr. Harvey wanted to retire. So that gave Mr. Harvey's son, my business partner, Dave Harvey Jr., and myself an opportunity to buy into the company and begin to run the company.
Mm-hmm.
And we have offices we're headquartered in Houston, have offices in Austin and San Antonio. We do business in Dallas. We don't have an office there, but we do business in Dallas. And we have an office in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and serve that entire D.C. metroplex.
And you're in the commercial real estate construction business.
All commercial. The only piece that's not could not be considered commercial is high-rise residential and senior living. That's a very big component of our book of business right now.
What has been the key to your success, do you think? Because you and I've talked, you and I've been doing this for a long time, Joe. There have been some ups and downs in the economy and in your business and my business since we started doing this. I remember some lean years we talked to each other about some things. What's been the key to you guys being able to sustain success?
I believe that the true key was that Mr. Harvey's original idea to be the best resource to his clients that he could possibly be added value immediately from day one in that relationship, and we still hold those tenets very, very close. And it's important to us to be that value add as the construction side of a real estate project or deal. And so we hardly ever hard bid, if everyone understands what hard bid is, where an architect draws drawings, and engineers engineer drawings, and then five or six contractors put a hard bid on them. That's not adding value as a contractor. Mm-hmm. That's really a commodity.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do is we're part of the design team from day one, the entire project team, and we're constantly pricing different variations, different scenarios for architecture and engineering systems so that the amount of money that's spent on the project is the precise amount
right.
to get the best value.
And people listening out there can do the same thing in their business by loving up their customers, taking care of their customers so much that when they need something, you know, they don't say, hey, I want you to bid on this thing. They say, hey, help me design this so it works right. And the Harvey Cleary Builders have accomplished that, folks. In the construction industry, that's rarefied air, I'll tell you that. We're going to come back after these messages and talk some more with Joe Cleary. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.